The devil opposes holy living. He wants to lead us into sin. And our only protection is to put on the breastplate which is composed of righteousness and stand against him. Would you like to be a well-dressed Christian? Then you should have your loins girt about with truth and have on the breastplate of righteousness. Now we've discussed the belt of truth, which is to hold all the garments and armor in place. So let us turn our attention to the breastplate of righteousness, which the Christian should wear. A series of questions. First, what was the military breastplate worn by soldiers in those ancient times? Well, it was a covering for the body, both front and back. Commonly, two pieces were joined by hinges on the right side and were fastened by clasps on the left side. The breastplate was made first of linen with metallic scales or feathers fastened to it. Later, the breastplate was made of hard leather, of bronze, or perhaps even iron. It was something of this type of breastplate that the giant Goliath wore, and his armor weighed 200 pounds. He was such a huge man. The breastplate would cover the soldier's body from the throat to the mid to upper thigh. It was designed to protect the vital region of the heart, lungs, and stomach. Ancient people considered this to be the center of life, and therefore it is so important that they be protected. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1 reads, "If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies." You see, when the Scripture uses those terms, bowels, it refers to will, desires, conscience, as well as the physical body. So the spiritual breastplate is designed to protect the spirit of a person from the attacks of the devil. A second question, what is the spiritual breastplate? It is said to be righteousness. The breastplate is called the breastplate of righteousness, which means the breastplate which consists of righteousness. Now the Bible recognizes that there are three kinds of righteousness. Remember now, to be righteous means to be right. So there are three ways in which a person can do or be what is right. First, there is self-righteousness, which is produced by discipline of the mind and body, so that a person lives according to the proper standard set by society. Now that was the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, which Jesus said we must exceed in order to be pleasing to God. The problem with being good is that we can never be good enough. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. We do all fade as the leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. All we like sheep have gone astray, in spite of our best efforts to be right. Second, imputed righteousness is the righteousness of God which is given to us upon our personal faith in Jesus. It was first experienced by Abraham, who believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. That was recorded for our sakes, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. So God gives his own perfect righteousness to those who believe in Jesus. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Third, the imparted righteousness is the holy lifestyle lived by a person who has been made righteous already by faith in Jesus Christ. It is by doing righteousness, living a holy and pure life, that we prove we have been born of God. So in daily living, we put off the sinful deeds of the unregenerate man, live in true holiness before God, and experience imparted righteousness. Now, third question. Why do Christians need that breastplate of righteousness? And I call your attention to four reasons why we need it. The first is that God would have us to be a holy people. In conversion, we are partakers of His holiness. He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. We live under the divine imperative, "Sanctify yourselves and be holy, for I am the Lord your God." A second reason for holiness is the devil opposes holy living. He wants to lead us into sin. And our only protection is to put on the breastplate which is composed of righteousness and stand against him. Third, we need the breastplate of righteousness because holiness of character and conduct permits us to enjoy fellowship with God. So we are to cultivate holiness without which no man should see God. And fourth, let us remember that holiness is the way to true peace. God warns, the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. And that's why the Christian is commanded to put on the breastplate of righteousness. A fourth question. How does the breastplate of righteousness influence our daily lives? Well, it makes us right in our dealings with people. It governs our behavior towards sin, for instance. As in Ephesians 5:11, we have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We abstain from all appearance of evil. We hate the garments which are spotted by the flesh. We want to be pure as God is pure, and we give our best efforts to it. The breastplate of righteousness governs our walk with God, for we seek to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we were called. That would be walking with lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, and seeking to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. As He who called us is holy, so we seek to be holy, knowing that sin hinders fellowship with Him. Again, the breastplate of righteousness influences our lives by governing our relationship with others. For our family can know we're walking with God. Our neighbors can know it also. The Bible says, be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. There is a fifth question. How do I put on the breastplate of righteousness? Well, first, you must begin with personal faith in Jesus Christ as your own Lord and Savior. You cannot be righteous in your own ability. You must be righteous by His divine and imputed righteousness. So be saved first and settle that issue through repentance from sin and personal faith in Jesus Christ. Second, live by Bible principles. Approve what the Bible approves. Reject what the Bible rejects. Cleanse yourself from all filthiness of flesh and spirit. Perfect holiness in the fear of God. Third, we must be careful of our company, for evil fellowship will ruin a pure life. So have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Fourth, we must stay close to the Bible. It is our guidebook, our daily food, our light, our personal message from God. We meet Him there. He meets us there. And so the Scripture puts upon us the responsibility for putting on the whole armor of God. The first piece is the belt of truth. The second piece is the breastplate of righteousness. Are you a well-dressed Christian? Father, we accept by faith Your imputed righteousness, and we work diligently to show forth Your righteousness in our daily conduct. We thank You for accepting us, unworthy as we were, and by grace making us the dear children of Your heart. And now we pledge ourselves to holiness, in character and in conduct, before You and before men. In Jesus' name, amen.